Well, good evening, everybody. Father, we just thank you for all that you have already done. Father, we thank you that this is your service and you will have your way. Holy Spirit, we thank you right now that you're resting on each and every individual that is here, bringing forth their spirit man to be able to understand and comprehend the words that will go forth this night. Father, we thank you right now that everybody's body sits underneath their soul, their soul underneath their spirit man, and their spirit man underneath the Holy Spirit, that they can get the fullness, God, of the words that you would have each and every one of us to hear, to digest, and to apply to our lives. Father, we thank you right now that the angelic host goes out and destroys every attack of the enemy, anything that would try to hinder, distract, or stop the service from taking place. Father, we thank you right now that the angelic hosts are taking care of this right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you. We give you all honor and glory for what you are going to continue to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Tonight we're going to talk about the woundiness of your spirit man. More and more in exorcisms and in deliverances, we are seeing and coming across more of people who have had broken spirit mans or wounded spirit mans, and how it is affecting from people from really receiving God and in his fullness. When we are born, our spirit man is there, but it is in not full operation due to sin. When we are born into sin and separated from the awareness of God, and you can find that in Psalms 51:5. This is why it is one of the reasons why parents need to be bringing their children up in the ways of the Lord, so that they can come from underneath the sin and be born again, so that they can be connected to God and to our spirit man as it becomes resurrected in Christ. Have you ever noticed that most things that would destroy a person happens when they're a child? The enemy tries very hard to break a child's spirit man from the very beginning while it is still innocent, so that the person does not grow up into the potential that God has for them. He attacks their identity, their purpose, and their self-image right away. All the things that are a part of your spirit man. The good news is that when we become born again, our spirit man becomes brand new. All that kept the spirit man separated from the connection to God is removed, and in the resurrection moment of our spirit man is healed and we become alive. We are able to have the strength to reach out for more of God as our soul and body becomes healed, transformed, and whole. John 3:3-7. Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born again when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and of the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again." Our spirit man includes our character, our purpose, and our identity on who God created us to be. It is our inner man. We had gotten an excellent teaching on Sunday morning by Pastor Barbara about the inner man, and Sunday night about the identity of Jesus. These are two vital teachings on how to get and keep your spirit man healed and strengthened. Let's take a journey. Think back to when you were first born again. What kind of things did you need? Born again Christians are just like a baby. They need nurturing, raising, and instruction. When they do not get these things, their spirit man does not develop properly as they should. This is where the body of Christ needs to step up. Many times in deliverances, we are coming across more and more where people from the body of Christ has wounded others. And because of how that person perceived what took place, the woundingness, how deep it went, actually affected how they thought God seen them, what God said about them, and how God, you know, dealt with them. This is why we need to be very careful to only be led by the Holy Spirit when we are dealing with people, but not be afraid to allow the Holy Spirit to work through you at the same time, because something that you may not say is something they need to hear, or something that you'd say too much of could also cause damage. So it's something that you have to find balance. And later on, we'll talk more about that. Just like the enemy attacks children when they are born and in their growing stages, the same thing happens to the baby Christians. Those who just became born again, he tries to convince them that they are not capable of doing God's work to get them to second guess what God has given them. Now understand, baby Christians can also be a prodigal that comes back into the church. Later on, we'll talk about how there's times that they've been broken off of things they have learned, experiences that they have gone through, no longer has been a part of them. So when they come back in, they're at a relearning process. When a spirit man doesn't develop properly or has been wounded or even broken, you will find people who try to connect and have a relationship with God through their soul. There has been a barricade or a wall that has been put up between the soul and the spirit. Their relationship is a self relationship with walls, boundaries, and views by their own perceptions through wounds, experiences, and self-knowledge of what they have been taught, but only by being able to understand and put into action, what they understand. In other words, our wounds, our striving, our understanding, our selfish thinking and actions, when we connect with God through our soul, hinders us from really being able to take in the fullness of what God would want us to experience, or even having a true intimate relationship with God, because it's supposed to be a spiritual walk, not a soul walk. We connect to God in our spirit man. When spirit calls to spirit, we are able to rise above the hurt, the pain, the trauma, and those things that bind, because the spirit man is pure and made whole when you become saved. Your spirit man stays strong by spending quality time in God's presence and is integrated throughout your day and life. This is extremely important to keep your spirit man strong by spending this time with God. Not in a ritualistic way of having to spend hours upon hours every day, which is good if you're able to do that. But you need to make sure that you can integrate God in everything that you do, from washing the dishes to driving to your next appointment. And as you're communicating and spending that time with God, you're strengthening your spirit man to be able to withstand the attacks of the enemy and anything else that comes your way. You no longer look to your own understanding to be able to handle or deal with things on your own, but depend and believe in God. And believe in God's strength and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and being obedient to what he says. You no longer look to your understanding to be able to handle or deal with things on your own, but depend and believe in God's strength and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and being obedient on what he says. If your soul is the one that you are allowing to do this in your relationship with God, you are going to find that you're not as strong, and your spirit man ends up becoming weakened in those areas. The belief of your spirit man is untouchable is a lie. It is true that as long as you are born again, the devil and demons cannot touch your spirit man. The devil cannot steal your spirit man. The only thing he can do is wound it or cause it spiritual death by situations, circumstances, and attacking your soul. And he can do this by getting you to make a decision to cut God off in different areas of your life. Your spirit man can become wounded by your actions, and parts of your spirit man can become cut off from God. Spiritual death can take place. The conditions of your soul can affect your spirit man. When you have parts of your soul not saved, those parts are not connected to your spirit man, therefore they are split off. When they come into manifestation, it is as if the spirit man doesn't exist. To that part of the soul, it does not. Now, I'm going to try to explain this. If you have fragmentation of your soul, and part of that soul is angry at God, doesn't want anything to do with God, it cannot tap into your spirit man to have that connection with God. But if your soul is fragmented and it still communes with God, even through the woundiness and the hurting, that part of your soul is still connected to your spirit man. Does everybody understand that? Let's take, for example, you know, you go through a trauma of your mother abandoned you. You go through a trauma that you've been raped. You go through a trauma that you lost your grandfather. During your trauma of being abandoned by your mother, you are able to say, God is my mother. I'm able to get through this with God. You're able to depend on God, which keeps your spirit man in that area strong. You're able to connect. And if your grandfather passed away and you're able to say, well, he's with God, you come to peace with it, you're able in that part of your spirit man to stay strengthened. But if you're mad at God for allowing a rape to take place, and you go through the emotions and you kind of lash out at God in those areas, you end up building a wall up that stops you from being connected to your spirit man in that place. And God's unable to touch that area until somewhere along the line that part of your soul gets ministered to where it lets down the wall and the connection between the soul and the spirit takes place. Until then, that area of your spirit man actually can become wounded as that part of your soul manifests itself. Does that make more sense? Now, when you are saved, you're saved. I'm not talking about always saved, you know, but if you are saved, trying to serve God, then you're saved, regardless if part of your soul is blocked off from your spirit man. But there are parts of your soul that may not be submitted. There's a difference. These are vulnerable parts of ourself that risk being in captivity to the enemy. There are times we come across people that are so fragmented in their soul that there is a very small part of their spirit man left. And because that small part of their spirit man is left, they can still be saved, regardless of how destroyed their soul is, because their spirit man is still connected to God. This is something that a lot of people don't understand, because they watch how people act and react out of their soul. But that's when God says, you don't understand where their heart is. You don't understand what their spirit man looks like. This is one area where the body of Christ really messes up and can really hurt somebody or assume that somebody's headed to hell, when really in reality, God's just glad that they have that part of them. You know, God's still working on them. So instead of pointing a finger or judging, we need to be asking God, you know, are they saved? This is one reason why God says he wants all of us 100%. There may be part of you that is still disconnected from your spirit man that needs to be saved. The reason this is being said is because you need to seek God's face and ask him, is all of me saved as far as your soul is saved, not your spirit man? Because when your spirit and your soul come together to be saved, that's when you can walk in the fullness of what God has for you. If we're holding back parts of our soul, God is not able to work 100% through you in the fullness that he's called you to work. We need to seek God's face and ask him, is all of me saved, or does the enemy have access to attack my salvation, my spirit man, and my connection with God? The enemy can inflict further hurt and separation to God with the spirit man by continuing to shatter and destroy your soul. Spiritual death can take place if a person decides to turn their back on God, become willingly disobedient, choosing willing sin. The spirit can become severely wounded when it has had to endure a horrific event that traumatized the soul, shattered it, and destroyed the character and losing the meaning of their life. In other words, when the spirit man deals with a severe wound that has come from a traumatic event and it has shattered the soul, it has shredded it, it leaves the spirit man open to be attacked. When a spirit man is attacked, that character, that person ends up disappearing. It slowly by slowly seems to just vanish away. They start to lose their meaning of life. And at times you'll even see a severe depression take place. It is very vital to understand that you have to keep your spirit man strengthened, because it can be wounded and broken by the enemy and by people if it's left exposed and vulnerable. Here are things that are done willingly and wounds your spirit man. These are things that we can, on our own, be seeking God's face to prevent our spirit man from being wounded. One of them is unrepented, willing sin. Sin that we willingly do causes a direct woundingness to our spirit and places a hole in our soul for the enemy to attack, attach, and have access to us. When we are doing something that we know is wrong, we keep ourselves fully open and do not have any place to say to God, why is this happening? Sin and God cannot reside in the same place with inside of you. When sin is removed by repentance, God can take over. When you decide to sin, God takes a step to the side until you get rid of it, and then you must make the decision to do whatever it takes not to do it again. 1 John 3:4-6. Anyone who sins breaks God's law. Yes, sinning is the same as living against God's law. You know that Christ came to take away people's sin. There is no sin in Christ. So whoever lives in Christ does not continue to sin. If they continue to sin, they have never really understood Christ and have never known him. This is a way of finding out if you have pieces inside of you that is not godly and must be made to come under subjection of you that God has created. Another area is disobedience. Disobedience is one of the sins that brings many curses that do not break until you come out of disobedience, repent, and then walk out the cleanup. It becomes a wall that separates you from God until you decide to be obedient and or walk out the consequences from your actions. Deuteronomy 28 explains these curses that you could walk under for disobedience. You will still be connected to your spirit man, but you will not be able to receive the fullness of God while this takes place. Coming against what God says you are. When you come against the design God created you, it breaks and wounds your spirit man. It separates you from the identity that God created. It separates you from the destiny that God has put on your life. This happens when you allow self-hatred to take place, denial of who you are in Christ, with doubt and unbelief, among many other things that is the opposite from what God says is. Coming against the calling of your life when you find out what it is wounds your spirit man and leaves it weak in that area until you allow God to strengthen it by being obedient. Many times people are told this is what your calling is on life, and when they willingly decide not to do it, this causes a woundiness to your spirit man, because that is what God created you to do. And if God created you to do it, He will equip you to do it. One of the major things that will keep you separated and cause woundiness to your spirit man, as well as cause spiritual death, is your refusal to serve God. This separates you from God and causes spiritual death. The rebellion puts up a wall that you have to tear down. This becomes very dangerous and extremely alarming, because the darkness is getting worse and thicker as prophecy is fulfilling itself. The deception is getting greater. But to know all of this and still refuse to serve God is like playing Russian roulette. When you refuse to serve God, come against Him, or decide to go back to the world, everything you experienced with God up to this point begins to become lost. It will be as if it didn't exist for you, and the emptiness and coldness will remain until you reconnect with God and become reborn again. But it is more than this. You have known what it is to have God, and the torment of not having Him is like walking like you are dead. It takes more work to get back right again. 2 Peter 2, 20-22. People can be made free from the evil in this world. They can be made free by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But if they go back into those evil things and are controlled by them, then it is worse for them than it was before. Yes, it would be better for them to never have known the right way. That would have been better than to know the right way and then turn away from the holy teaching that was given to them. Another way that we are wounded in our spirit man is through sexual immorality. Now, this part that we're talking about is willingly going into sexual immorality. This is not something that's been done to you, although that wounds the soul also, but we'll talk about that after this. 1 Corinthians 6:18. So run away from sexual sin. It involves the body in a way that no other sin does. So if you commit sexual sin, you are sinning against your own body. Sexual immorality wounds the spirit man because you have had sexual encounters with people that you share a spirit connection, and the evil spirits can jump back and forth in your soul, but as individuals, they become a part of you at that moment. You become connected in the spirit realm. Soul ties are formed, and you are not just wrestling with spirits that you have, but you're also now gaining them from the other person. Along with this, because it was a sin, now you have separated your spirit man with God. This is why it's very important to repent of all sexual sin, including those that you've had with yourself. You have to cut all soul ties. Ask God to do a soul flushing and all the things that are of that person. Remove all the parts of that person's soul and spirit and disconnect all spiritual connection and agreements. This can become quite a lengthy process depending on how involved you have been with other people. This is why God has been very strict to only have sexual encounters with your spouse. Understand this is also to deal with pornography and those that look at pornography books, videos, images. You make a spiritual connection with that person or people or acts. And you need to also do a soul flushing and a spiritual disconnection in those areas as well. If you commit adultery, you have also become spiritually connected to their spouse. You also have to ask for them to be removed also. This is because the spirit realm, they are one. So when you are having sex with a married person, you are also having sex with their spouse. And you also have to understand if your spouse is performing these acts and then you have sex with them, if you have not asked God to keep you safe, you also need to make sure you become disconnected from those that they have been sexually involved with. All of these affects your spirit man because it knows how God designed you. God designed you to only be connected to the Godhead and to one partner. This is where people need to see that they can lose themselves through these areas if they do not get help, stop doing it, or never do it at all. These are things that a person has willingly done that has separated themselves from God. So we're going to take a look at a backslider. They seem to not be able to remember their experience with God with an attached emotion. It seems that everything they learned prior to the event that took place where they decided not to follow God anymore is gone except for the memory of it. They will remember the events, but there'll be no connection. The separation in the spirit man took place and they have been cut off of that area. When they do begin to tap into that part of their spirit man, when they're being ministered to, the memories start to come up and come back. But the moment the ministry stops taking place, they slip back into their shattered soul and cut off their spirit man unless being reborn again takes place. God was showing me this is why it's very important to continue to bring somebody in the house of God, saved or not, or encourage them to sit here because the presence of God can continue to minister to them. And at a very vulnerable time in their soul, God would be able to get a hold of them and bring them in. So this is why we should not frown upon those that seem to come in and never change unless God says they're not going to change. We need to love on them and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to them to bring them out of that death so that they can have that reborn again experience. This is very hard for someone who is born again to understand because unless you have experienced the backsliding separation from God, it does not make sense. It is one of the most torturous things to go through, to have known God and that connection and not to have that God connection anymore and feeling like you're unable to get it back. If you have given yourself completely to God, you can actually forget what it is like to be connected to the world. It is the same thing that happens with the backslider. Another hit your spirit man takes is when you lack trust in God, in people, and in life. The second guessing of God puts unbelief there, and without believing in God, there is no connection in this area. A person with a wounded spirit man may even come to a place where they do not recognize themselves, understand why they react or do the things they do, or cannot figure out how they got where they are. You may actually see a person shut down, stop doing what they used to do, or seem like life has been taken away from them and they don't seem to be able to recover. A wounded spirit causes you to react instead of to respond to things that come your way. You find yourself having a never-ending struggle trying to have a relationship with God. You may even find yourself angry with God and with life in general. A wounded spirit is like having a deadly disease, and if you do not get it treated and healed, you will spiritually die from it. The difference between a wounded spirit and a wounded soul is the damage to your personality and hope of life and able to cope is different. When you have a wounded soul, there can be spirits attached, but you are able to live life even if it's just to survive. When you have a wounded spirit, life seems to have no meaning, and you are completely stuck in life that you are in with the signs of no hope until the spirit man at some point becomes healed. When the spirit man is wounded, it is known to also manifest in the body with sickness that all of a sudden shows up with no explanation as to why. There are a lot of times that a person has become conditioned to their broken spirit man, or it happened when they were a child that actually believes they are okay, and it is a normal part of life. They believe it is them that is the problem of why things are the way they are. Unfortunately, what happens when a person does not allow a wound to be healed by the Holy Spirit or continues to be in an abusive relationship, friendship, or influence, it doesn't get healed, but instead it gets worse. Some people, to deal with the pain, turns to drugs, alcohol, work, becomes an overachiever, or even a bum. They will turn to anything to deal with the pain or to deal with the void of being separated from God. Other people may feel like they have gone through so much and just can't seem to get back the ground you had lost. It is very well could be that you have wounding in your spirit man that needs to be addressed so that you can walk in the fullness God has for you. You may feel disconnected, not know who you are, or have the ability to do what you've been told to do, you've been told that God wants you to do. Because of the constant attacks from all sides, you begin to believe you are not capable of doing what God has asked. You feel you have lost your giftings, your anointing, the opening to fulfill God's calling on your life. The constant nagging of being told you missed out, God's done with you. The list can go on of the constant bombardment the enemy brings to the mind to break the mind, which is part of the soul, to get to your spirit man. If the enemy can get you to believe these things and quit, he succeeds in separating you from God in this area and wounds your identity in Christ, which wounds your spirit man. The key here is believing the things that are said. Here's an example that may help make sense of what we are talking about. This is a reflection of someone who is a Christian and in pursuit of a relationship with God. Look at it as being diagnosed with a life-threatening disease. The doctor can tell you that you have this disease, or even show you the evidence, give you the cure, give you the instructions on how to get healed. But if you do not believe there is a life-threatening disease and you decide to ignore it, then it will not go away. You can even learn to deal with the pain and the conditions of it to remain in that denial. As a result, the disease will take its course and spread and then kill you. In other words, just because you don't believe it doesn't mean it's not there and it won't take you out. Wounds are like a disease. It is like a spiritual cancer that is contagious to your spirit and can spread and an effects of it can also cause damage to others. When you are wounded of the soul, you tend to operate out of those wounds. When you let the wounds go deep and touch the spirit man, it will in turn reflect in your ministry that God wants you to be in. It causes you to operate in a mixture as well as limits and limited and hindrance. Because you become conditioned to the pain, the wounds being there, you may not even recognize that it's there. Therefore, deception can come in and overtake and blind you in that area. The healing from these wounds needs to take place so that the enemy can no longer have the stinger in there to cause poison and spread into other areas of your life or affect other people. It is not about forgetting what happened to you that caused the wound, but to get rid of the damage of it so that you are able to overcome it. God does not want you to get conditioned to the pain, the spirit illness, or accept that it's just a part of life. God wants you to give it to Him and let Him heal you of it. Let's look into this deeper and come to an acknowledgement that you may have a broken spirit or be able to minister to someone who does. Words of abuse, emotion, physical, spiritual, and sexual can destroy a person's soul and wound a person's spirit man. For example, I have had many woundings of my spirit man take place, and by God's grace, He did not leave me, but He brought me back. Before I was married to Brett, I had some very damaging relationships. As a child, I had a lot of psychological issues in my relationship with my father that at the time I thought was normal, but actually began the breaking process. Once I was separated from my father as a teenager, the enemy drew me into more psychological breaking in the relationship with the guys that I would have. Without getting into that, we're going to fast forward to the relationship I had before I got with Brett. I was with this person for 11 years. I brought a child into the relationship. During this 11 years, I had 3 children with him, embraced 2 of his children as my own. I went from being a very independent person to a very dependent person that thought I was stuck right where I am with no way out. Dealing with an alcoholic and having nowhere to really turn to. Every day I would pay attention to how this person would talk to know how the night would go, how to keep the children safe, and what was expected of me that night, sexually and so on. As this continued, my morals and my spirit man would become more and more numb to me. I got used to the wounds of the soul, and you could tell I was splitting off. I had good days and bad days where I could handle what was going on, and other days I was completely helpless. My focus was always on the children, how to prevent them from having to go through what I was taking on. I would think of ways to leave and even plan, but sometimes things would happen that would draw me to stay. Slowly over time, I began to believe it was okay for me to be treated this way and that the abuse wasn't so bad and it could be worse. My logic and reasoning began to disappear more and more as the attacks came. Everything would eventually become numb to me for myself. In my heart, I knew it wasn't right, but my soul and spirit, I was too weak to fight anymore and just gave in. My soul was completely shattered, and I would do things to make it look like I was okay by keeping myself busy, by helping everyone else, and giving excuses for things that people would see. I started to lose who I was and even what I stood for. I thought I was unable to come back to God. God sent people my way trying to get me to go to church. I would tell them, "You do not understand. I cannot go. I cannot go back." But these people kept working on me, and then the door opened for the children to go. The children ended up going to a Mennonite-type church, and then a person from one of the kids' school began to work on me about letting her go to their church. She continued to ask me if I wanted to go, but I would turn her down just because I felt I could not go, but also because the guy I was with expected me to stay and there would be a price that I would have to pay. While my daughter was coming home, she would explain the things that they got to do at the other church, and they were going to Vocational Bible School. So most of the other kids became interested. Some of it was so that they could get away from the house, but I felt some hope start. Even if I couldn't be saved, they could. This then fired a desire and a thirst to want to more of church. So then my mother would bring all the children here. So continuously the kids were coming and explaining to me the different things that they would experience as they were at church, which would further fuel my hope that if I couldn't be saved, at least they could. Eventually, though, with enough persuasion from my children, they got me in the door, and the healing started to take place. My spirit man began to be strengthened to the place where God could get me back to where I was supposed to be. Every church service, I would pay a price for going. But because the healing, that healing began, I gained some of myself back and was able to fight for my salvation. There was so much brokenness inside. God had to work on me before I got married to see that I am not about to marry someone who would accuse me. Accuse me of being with other people, fighting me when things didn't go their way, or to be scared to go into the store without having to bring home a receipt to prove the times that I was out. I had to get to a place through God's love, through other people, that it was not normal, nor a requirement, a required life for me to live, or would I have to live it again. The events are not gone. It does not change the fact that these things happened, but the pain itself is not there. I can even look back now and see the whole picture. There were even times that I would cause hurt upon other people because I would react out of the pain that was from the wounds that were wide open. I would react out of offense, anger, bitterness, resentment, etc. And even though I knew better and was taught better in church, but the person inside of me was dead. It was a vicious cycle until I was willing to let God heal and come to a place which was God's house to receive it. I had to choose to run to God and not away from Him. This is not easy, especially for someone who is in a worse state than I was in. I had to let the healing take place so that I would not view God anymore as someone who would do the same thing or want that from me. When you are wounded in the spirit, those wounds affect how you see and know God. I had to be healed that God was not a taskmaster, but loved me no matter what. When the words of hate, criticism, and negativity come at you, it causes wounds if you receive what is thrown at you. Unfortunately, there are times that we do grow weak, or the attacks are so severe day in and day out, that like me, the enemy finds an inroad to get in and cuts you to the core. It is designed to wear your soul down so that you can begin to wound your spirit, so they can begin to wound your spirit man. If they are not dealt with, it can bring you to a place where you lose yourself and how God intended you to be. So many people now are losing themselves. They have turned another alternative to numb the pain, to surrender and not fight, because they have lost their ability to fight. We are losing people due to cell phones, due to drugs, due to alcohol, due to all kinds of things that the world presents as a self-help. But really what's happening is they're burying the wounds and they're not dealing with the wounds and they are not allowing their true character that God formed them to be to come out into the open. This is why us as the body of Christ needs to be that vessel that God can use to help them get healed and to see who God truly created them to be. You watch them do the same things and wonder why. There is a part of them that is wounded severely or even has died, that through love and prayer they can be brought back to the living. Pay close attention to the words that are being spoken around those you find in these areas. Those words have penetrated deep into their spirit and has crushed them. They have changed how they perceive themselves and they think they can do no better. Some will even believe they deserve where they are at because of guilt, shame, and fear. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Words do produce either death or life, in those who speak them and in those who receive them. Words spoken has even been known to rip apart and divide marriages because of wounds that were formed from the words, and death would come of it. Proverbs 18:6, "A fool gets into constant fights. His mouth is his own undoing. His words endanger him." The words we speak penetrate very deeply. They become a part of a belief system. You will then react instead of respond to them. When you respond to something, you do it with thinking. When you react from wounds, you react without much thought or care to the consequences, especially long-term consequences. The repeating of negative and critical gossip about others is not good and causes wounds on them as well. All times things should be spoken of. There are times that things need to be spoken, but it's for the information of prayer and for situations to be dealt with, not for gossiping about another person. Otherwise, the enemy can use it as a form to attack their spirit man and their soul. Your spirit man is to shine God into your soul, to bring healing to the wounds, to transform and being to a perfection in Jesus Christ. But if your spirit man is not healed, then you are unable to get your soul completely healed. God's primary target is the spirit man of a person. The soul parts that are broken and fragmented and wounds are very things God wants to heal, restore through loving ministry so that spirit man can be touched. Broken and wounded soul pieces can be under the influence of the enemy and therefore can be used as hindrances and roadblocks to the spirit of God trying to connect with the spirit man of the individual. This is why genuine love and proper ministry led by the Holy Spirit is required to minister to the souls. It is very important to understand that the things we say to one another, the things that we do to one another, the souls that are coming in and what we speak to them could make or break their connection with God. God said we are supposed to be a light to the world to show who He is. We cannot do that if we're walking in the soul and we are not allowing our spirit man to be healed so that it can be 100% magnifying God so that people can see God through us. When we're dealing with these things and deliverances, God shows different lies that the enemy causes a person to believe that allowed these woundiness to take place. There are times when something has happened to you that was beyond your control. There are things such as rape that can take place to a man or a woman that can completely shatter a person's spirit man. There are things like this that nobody may know the reason why it was allowed to happen. There could have been an open door in the generational line that God had to sit back with his hands tied and watch as these things took place. But he was always looking for a way to intervene, to find this person healing and help. There are things in the legal system that God and his character and his nature has to allow to happen. It is not our job to point our finger to God and saying it's your fault. It's our job to ask God, how did it happen and how do we help that person now that it has taken place? Rape doesn't just happen sexually. It can also happen with your words, with your actions. It can happen with things that you say to your children. It's things that can rip something right out of a person's spirit, man, and cause them to not be able to believe in who they are and what they're about. There is so much to this woundiness of a spirit, man. Because we do have to understand, we do need to be connected with God in this given time and hour, totally and completely, as we are waiting for our souls to be healed. God still needs to be able to use us to do his work. So, Father, we just thank you for everything that you have shown and that you brought forth. And we ask you, Father, that all of this will seek into their spirit, man, to just bring them closer to you. And God, we ask you right now that, Holy Spirit, we ask you to settle down on each and every person. And if there's any woundiness in their spirit, we ask that you bring it to the forefront to show them the lies of the enemy that has caused them to have hindrances and blockages where they are unable to be connected to God. Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to give them the instructions that they need to walk out, so that they can have full access to their spirit, man, to stoke the fires and the flames that took place when they were first born again. And Father, we thank you that all the walls and the hindrances are falling down as they are coming into agreement with their spirit, man, and allowing the healings to take place. God, we thank you for the revelation that you are going to give each individual of more of what you would like to show them in these areas. And Father, we thank you for the freedom that has already taken place. We thank you for the works that you have already begun. And Father, we thank you that you are teaching us how to be a true light into this world, to bring many souls into your kingdom.